if the weather's bad or if you don't have a lot of boating experience, you really don't have to leave your creek arm. So when we go out at Chickamauga, we go out at Soddy Daisy, and you don't ever have to go on the main river. Like if it's blowing and if you don't have the skills that you think you need to be out there, you just don't have the confidence, you can fish that whole creek arm of Soddy Daisy and catch winners. I mean, literally the 5-pounder I caught was right across the ramp last year. And then
you shared that with everybody.
Oh,
sorry. I'll edit
that out.
Welcome to the Woman Angler and Adventurer Podcast, inspiring real women with a passion for fishing in the outdoors to go get their adventure on. Now, here's your host, Master Captain Angie Scott.
Hey everyone, Angie Scott here. I hope you're all enjoying this season kickoff for the Woman Angler and Adventurer Podcast so far. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it to this year's Bassmaster Classic in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as I originally planned. Had some last minute conflicts that came up, and it just wasn't going to be a good idea for me to go make that trip. But fear not, I've got another incredible episode in store for you today. We have the dynamic duo back with us, Lori Povasil and Beth Mills from Two Chicks in a Boat. And they join us to discuss their women's team bass trail and kind of recap how the rest of the season went in 2023 and what all they have lined up for the 2024 season. Always a blast to have those ladies with us. So grab your fishing gear and tune in as we dive into some incredible angling adventures. We are back with another episode, and I have Lori and Beth from Two Chicks in a Boat back on the show. They've been on a couple times now. It's always a good time, so definitely wanted to have them back. Last time we spoke, it was last spring. We had just wrapped up the very first tournament for their new women's team trail, Two Chicks in a Boat, and we were on Lake Chickamauga. And so we talked about how that went. And then I thought it'd be fun to circle back around and talk about how the rest of that season went, being your inaugural season, and then talk about what's coming up for 2024, because it's about to kick off. Yeah. Actually, by the time this comes out, I think you'll be in full swing. So, For sure. So let's talk about the rest of the season and kind of start where we left off after Chickamauga. I know you get to kind of refresh your brains on where you went.
I'm like, which tournament was our second tournament? Elm Creek. That's right. I was like, man, I can't be like that forgetful. So the year, we had a great year. And we are so thankful for all the ladies that came and gave us a shot for that first year. We've got a lot of ladies coming back, but we'll get into that a little bit more. But our second tournament was on our home lake, Alum Creek. And the thing that I would have to say that I enjoyed the most about it is that all of our sponsors were able to be here, and we were able to showcase them a little bit, which was really cool for us to kind of pay back to them what they've been giving us so much, and they're believing in us. But we had two young anglers fishing with us. We had a girl that was in sixth grade, and we had another girl that was getting ready to start her senior year in high school. So Kinsley was going into seventh grade, and then Alex was going to go into her senior year. And but we, in order to do that, our rules state that they have to fish with their mom, their grandma, or their aunt. Well, neither girl had anybody that knew how to run the boat. So we asked all of our anglers 2 weeks before the event, and we kind of did a poll and did a survey, and they were like, bring on the kids. This is what we want. And so everybody voted for us to allow the girls to fish, and they ended up fishing with their dad as a boat captain. But the one thing that I enjoyed the most was he super, super great guy. His name is Brian and Clower, and he was only allowed to run the trolling motor and the big motor. And then if there was a toothy fish, like a muskie or a saw guy, he could take it off the hook, but he wasn't allowed to net. He couldn't tell the kids where to go. And the feedback that I got from Alex was she really appreciated that, because it was 100% the girls making their choices. And so when they fish in a high school event, it's not that way. It's the boat captain kind of tells them where to go. And they were so proud of themselves, and they came to the scales. They caught fish all day long, but they only had one keeper. Everybody else in the event, we had, I think, 7 or 8 boats. Everyone caught their limit that day, except for the girls. But it was pretty cool. Cool event. I was happy about that.
Let's see our next event. Oh my goodness.
Oh, hot. Oh, South Holston.
We were in Bristol, Tennessee, or Bristol, Virginia. We're on the border right there.
It's kind of fun.
It's beautiful down there. And mountains on the lake and very deep. It was gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. One of the most pretty spots we've ever fished.
Really. Yeah. If you get a chance to go, it's amazing.
Yeah. Cool.
However,
like it Lake Chattoog, maybe.
Yeah. I heard that was real pretty. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was extremely hot, so hot that we had to change our limit from a 5-fish limit to a 3-fish limit, because we were just trying to, you know, be
conservative.
Yeah.
And protect conservation. There we go.
Yeah. Thank you. Conservation. Come in there.
I helped, but I took a while to get there.
But we were able to have, I think, 5 or 6 teams.
We had 7 at that team, at that one as well. We went up every tournament. We increased.
That's right.
Yeah. So actually, maybe we had 7 or 8 there as well. Yeah. Like Allen Creek.
Yes. That was a great turnout for us at that one. And then we moved on to Geist.
Geist.
In Indiana.
Yep. And the one thing, can I jump in real quick? The one thing I want to share, though, is because ours is a team format. And so people can come and join. And the idea is to be a little bit different than some of the other leagues that are out there, but also to allow people to share costs when it comes and you're in a team event. It's also that the co-angler isn't a co-angler. It's a teammate. They can go anywhere they want on the boat. If they want to run the trolling motor, they can. If they want to run the boat, they can. It's totally a team effort. And I will say, after our first event at Lake Chick, we had Holly, and I think you were with Holly at that first event. And she ended up, long story short, but she ended up buying after Chick. Her and her husband decided they'd get a pontoon. And she got pretty bored with that pretty fast and ended up buying a bass boat. In the last event of the year, she went as a boater. So at Lake Geist, which was really cool. And the other great thing about it is she paired up with someone who had just recently bought a boat, but didn't feel confident to bring her boat to the tournament. So those two paired together. And I think it ended up that one drove the boat more than the other, but they both relied on each other's strengths. They brought fish to the scales. And Holly is actually coming. We'll talk a little bit about our next event, but she's going to go as a boater this year. So we're really excited about that. You know, she didn't buy just one boat. She bought two. So it was pretty cool.
And to go ahead. Add to that is not only is it a team event, we try to host not necessarily a happy hour, but like a dinner where we can all get together at least 2 days before the tournament, because we know that there are women that come into our tournament and they may not be at every single tournament, but when they come in, they can meet other women and share stories, and we can, you know, it's more of a relaxing environment. We all know when we kind of go in those pre-tournament meetings, we've got to try to figure out our tackle, and, you know, it can be a little stressful at times, but that really, I feel like, has helped just get to know people better and just feel almost like we're becoming a fishing family of two chicks. So
which really are cool. Multiple chicks. Yeah. It's, we call it a meet and greet. And we'd go and we try to also support the local communities. Mm-hmm. So I know at South Holston, they had reserved a spot for us upstairs on the lake. It was at a marina and it was beautiful. We had, you know, people come up and serve us, which was great. It was gorgeous. Despite it being really hot, they had fans and there was really a breeze. So you didn't sweat too bad at that point in time. But every place we went, we had a really good time. And we're going to do that again this year. And like Beth said, it's just to connect people. And it's totally 100% optional. So if people, you know, want to stay on the lake and fish, they can. But if they want to come to that, you know, it's great.
And the other thing that happened, unfortunately, sometimes you can have motor issues, boat issues, or even truck issues. And we're all on a group text. And it's amazing when you have a fellow angler in your group and something happens, I mean, immediately mm-hmm. there's, you know, 6 to 8 other women that are just trying to help. Right. You know, it just goes beyond the fishing part.
Yeah,
of it. Sure. Love yeah. that. Very cool. So it sounds like you had, what happened after that? Was there another one or was that?
So the last event was Lake Geist and it was on, up in Indiana. And so we have a lot of ladies from Indiana that fish our trail. So it was pretty cool. And it was down to the wire when it comes to the points champion. So whoever wins our tournaments for the year, they then qualify for the LBAA. They have to pay their way into the classic for the LBAA and they have to split up. So one would go as a boater and one would go as a co-angler. So coming into that last event, it was tight. It was really tight. And Beth and I ended up winning and we weren't in it for the, like we, because we might've really had a major malfunction in our first tournament where we disqualified ourselves.
Talked about that.
Yeah. Or we DQ'd ourselves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we weren't in running for it. It pulled us up obviously, but then the second place team was that Amy and Erica. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the second place team, they ended up points champion. So they're two from Indiana. And then they both got to go and fish the LBAA. Beth and I had qualified to fish the LBAA through their wild card event in June or July, whenever they had it. But Beth couldn't go because of work. So I told Cheryl, you know, she was short co-anglers at the time. And I said, well, I don't care. Move me to the co-angler side. And I will, you know, I don't have to tow the boat. I'll go by myself. So I ended up doing that in October, but it was great because the ladies from Indiana got to be there, Erica and Amy both. But it was tight coming down to that points champion. The one thing that we did this year, we surveyed everybody at the end of the year, asked them about the lakes, asked them about having meetings at Bass Pro Shop, asked them if they like the awards and the things they got, the newsletter, everything from, you know, because we do a newsletter, kind of a recap and a preseason warm up, and everything was truthfully really positive. Mm-hmm. The only thing the ladies were like, increase the price of the tournament. Like they all wanted us to increase the price of the tournament. And then they wanted us a combination, like the majority of the people wanted a combination of the lakes we had fished the year before and new lakes. And they wanted us to do more than one day. So we took all that information and we decided.
We came up with our 2024 season, which is a combination of both.
Yeah, one day
tournaments and 2 day tournaments and a bonus on that season.
Oh, that yes. I was like a bonus. Yes. So I'm like, where are we? I'm like, okay, what is it? I know what it is. So we're going to offer a championship because the ladies were like, they wanted a championship. So instead of us running our championship in October, we don't want to compete, you know, with the LBAA. We want to support the LBAA and other tournaments that are usually in October. So we are actually pushing ours out to 2025. So it will be April of 2025. It will be here on Alum Creek, which gives our sponsors a chance again to showcase themselves there and come up with some.
And it's a 2 day
initiative. Yeah.
A 2 day championship.
Yeah, at the end of April. Yeah, then April 20, which is really good time for that lake, 25th and 26th, I think, or 26th, 27th, I don't know. It's the last weekend of April after Easter, which is good because the last two tournaments, well, this one we have coming up, we're kind of conflicting with Good Friday and Easter. But so we're not only doing one-day tournaments, but we're doing two-day tournaments. We're combining those.
Yeah.
We're hitting two of the lakes we hit last year.
We are.
You want to do our schedule?
Sure. Well, yeah. We hit the road in like 2 days. We're heading to North Carolina.
Yeah, 24 hours.
Yeah. We're going to Lake Norman.
Which is brand new.
That will, yeah. Mm-hmm. We heard good things about it. We've never been on it.
Never been on it.
It looks beautiful from Google.
Google Earth. And driving over it. We've driven over it a ton of times.
It's
we've
near Charlotte. And from there, we're going to head back to South Holston in May.
Okay. A little cooler, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. No, it was so hot. Yeah. It was miserable. Oh my gosh, it was miserable.
Yeah. And we're going to have a one-day tournament at South Holston near Bristol. Uh-huh. And then from there, we're going to move into June and we'll be back on Lake Chick in Tennessee in June.
Near the end of June.
And then in August, kind of the first part of August, we'll be on Kentucky Lake.
Yep.
And I can't remember. Are we a two-day tournament?
No, it's a one-day. Oh, Lake, two days on Lake Chick.
Okay, there we go. God, I can't remember everything.
So we go 2 days, 1 day, 2 days, 1 day is how we set it up. So we the other thing it's going to tell us, too, is it's going to let us know when more people are able to come. And so we're trying to figure out, because a lot of people, you know, they have to work and stuff like that. And so we knew Thursday, Friday was not a good combination. So we went with a Friday, Saturday. And then the 1 day tournaments, we kept those on Sunday. So I know like right now we already have, we should have 10 teams, which is double what we had at the start of last year for our first event. Yeah.
You're
and that's for,
right.
Yeah, I hope so, for a 2 day tournament. Yeah. So we're excited. Like the one thing that we do too, is we make sure that every night, like when we have our meeting, that's how we got into it. They get something, you know? And so we really worked hard on making sure we have decent gifts that people get. Everyone will walk away with something. And so there's a ticket. Duckett Rods came on board this year and they gave us 4 reels and 2 rods that we're going to use. So we'll be passing those out this year. Fish Her is a new sponsor for us this year, as well. And they have some really sweet swag. And, I'm not sure what we're going to have for the first tournament. I'll hopefully pick it up tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But I think they're going to be weigh-in bags for the ladies, which are pretty cool. Nice. So yeah, so they're going to do that. And we might give those to the first place team. And then again, as long as we can get connected with the Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's, we end up getting, they're very generous with gift cards.
Yeah. And then hosting our
meetings,
our pre-meeting or pre-tournament meetings. Yeah. It's been fantastic.
Yeah. Right?
And then Paul's Marine, which is in Lewis Center, Ohio. They've been super, super supportive of us and all of our travels. And we're bringing our trailer with all our sponsors and everything. And without that trailer, you know, they've really been able, and we've been fortunate to, you know, travel everywhere we can with all of our gear.
So, and they also, they hooked us up with a Bass Cat. So we ran the Cougar last year, which we absolutely love it. It's a Cougar
203
hybrid haul. Mm-hmm. And it is amazing. And I mean, we loved our other boat. We had it for 7 years. Mm-hmm. And this one, I'm like, wow, like it's nice. And so
we can definitely get from point A to point B.
Yeah, pretty fast. It's real, and as soon as I learned a little bit more, because it's completely tournament ready. Like it's got a jack plate, it's got 10-foot power poles, yeah. It's got all the electronics we need. It's amazing. It also has a couple sets of call tags now in it, and just so we don't screw up. But we also are going to be able to do demo rides. So anytime we're at any of our events, I know a couple ladies want to go when we're down at Lake Norman. So we're going to make sure that they get the opportunity to go for a demo ride. And then We forgot to mention our two opens we're doing.
We're
venturing out
in June. We'll have two opens on our home lake, mm-hmm. one mainly for a charity event, and the other mm-hmm. one to just bring more people into fishing and have an open for two chicks. Cause there's a lot of our guys that we fish with here locally and they want to help support us. And they've always said, you should have your own tournament and you should have an open. So here we go.
Good idea. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. We're excited.
I hope those go well.
Thank you.
I think you guys are doing a great job. It sounds like, you know, you listened to feedback, made some adjustments. So that's really awesome that you actually, you know, take that and do something with it. So your newsletters are great. I predict it's just going to continue growing. It makes sense. I love the team format. I hope, you know, at some point I can participate.
I
have in the past, but, you know, I'm kind of taking a little step back this year, focusing on work and traveling a little less because, you know, I do spend quite a bit of time in Florida over the winter. And so it's always been a challenge trying to balance work and tournaments during the, you know, my peak season for work.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a little tough, but, you know, we'll figure it out. It'll get ironed out and we'll get back to doing some tournaments.
Are you close at all to Lake Chick or to Kentucky Lake?
I mean, a little bit, you know, you were talking about that and I was like, maybe
it's,
we can make that happen. So,
we're excited about that one because it's in the end of June and I guess the fishing's really good there and the grass is coming up.
Where are you going out of Kentucky Lake?
On Kentucky Lake, we're going to go out of Moores. So that's north. It's
right before the dam.
Yeah, well, there's Ken Lake Dam, and then you come down so far. Then there's Moores Resort, which is on the west side of Kentucky Lake. And I'm trying to think of what else it's close to. It's just above
Ken Lake
State Park. So it's kind of right in around there. Glen Ellen, Valentine, and Larry are going to be there. I think there's quite a few from the LBAA that have already teamed up. Into that one. Yeah, we've got Angela Mayo and Deanna Lavorin are coming to our event next week at Norman. So they've teamed up.
We might have to pull Larry out of retirement.
To be our So we're gonna go to Moores, and that's the other thing that we do try to do is we try to pick ramps that if the weather's bad or if you don't have a lot of boating experience, you really don't have to leave your creek arm. So when we go out at Chickamauga, we go out of Soddy Daisy, and you don't ever have to go on the main river. Like if it's blowing and if you don't have the skills that you think you need to be out there, you just don't have the confidence, you can fish that whole creek arm of Soddy Daisy and catch winners. I mean, literally the 5-pounder I caught was right across the ramp last year. And then
you shared that with everybody.
Oh,
sorry. I'll edit that out.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Cause you still didn't know what I caught it on.
Yes.
That big ball worm. Kidding. So, now, but, yeah, and Kentucky Lake's the same way. So we'll go out of Moores, and you never have to leave that area. I don't know what the name of that creek is. It's not Moores. Like, I don't know the name of it. But,
sorry, yeah.
But it's there. You don't that way you stay safe. You know, you don't have to get out there and get pummeled by 6-foot rollers and not have a clue as to what you're doing like we started.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see. I know I've got a Freedom Boat Club member. She really wants to get into tournaments, and I kind of talked with her about maybe teaming up and doing some. So you never know.
We would love to have you.
Yeah. Always welcome, Angie. Yeah.
The other thing that we did too is I know that, like I mentioned, the ladies were like, increase the fee, you know, and we're like, we just didn't do that yet. But what we did do is it's $200 entry fee, 80% payback, but we took big bass last year out of that $200. So this year we didn't. It's $200. And then if you want to get in big bass, then the night of the meeting, you give us cash and whoever wins, like, and that's whoever, like the 2-day tournament. If you had the big bass on Friday, you get the money on Friday. If you have the big bass on Saturday, you get the money on big bass, provided that you paid into it.
Correct.
Right. Yeah.
So that way it's cash, 100% payback at the ramp. Cause we fished a lot of tournaments. We're not ready to catch big bass.
Yeah. No, thank you.
And so we wanted to save our $5. You know, we're not much of a gambler.
We sure did.
So we saved our $5 or $10 or $20 and would not do big bass. And we wanted to give ladies the same option on that.
Well, you say you're not much of a gambler. I mean, you're down here in Florida buying all the Powerball tickets.
And guess what? I won on 2 of those tickets. I've yet to cash them in because I haven't been back to Florida. So I don't know if I have to go to Florida because I won
I
once in Florida.
So.
Okay.
I don't know.
I need to take it to our local.
How much did you win?
$2.
Oh, my God.
I won the Powerball. $2.
Halfway through our own big bass pot.
I won a total of $6 on the tickets that I bought.
Even better.
I won $4 on one ticket, $2 on the other. And then I might have played the classic lotto yesterday. I didn't win. And I am going to play the mega one tomorrow. And every time I go, if we're traveling,
that sounds like a gambler.
No. I only play when they get big, but when I go buy them, and Beth can attest this is the truth, I'll buy them from somebody and I go, when I win, you get a car.
You told all the people in the elevator too the other day, had a doctor's appointment.
Nice.
I did. I was like, if I win, I would have so much fun giving that away.
Yeah.
Oh God, I would love it.
I can't wait to get a car. So
you'll get
we're
one.
Rooting for you.
All right. I will take the winning tickets that I had and see if Classics will cash them.
It
for
will
me.
Be two chicks in a boat, like car dealership.
There you go. Right.
Can you imagine going into a restaurant and leaving your waitress or waiter a really big fat tip?
That'd be cool.
Cash. Because that way, you know, they get it right away.
Right.
I've got it all planned out. Yes.
Very concise.
I know.
Well, I wish you guys, you know, the best of luck this year. I know you're where you hit the road. So I hope all that goes smoothly. And we'll look forward to following along and to the newsletter updates. Everyone can go to twochicksinaboat.com. You can sign up for the newsletter, right? You don't have to.
I would love to say no, because I don't know how to figure out that part, because the website doesn't allow us to upload it because I don't know why, but if I put it in the right format, it will, but then I have to change all the format. So, but if you go to the website and you leave your email there, then you get the newsletter.
Oh, okay.
So, and I don't bum people with, you know, anything. I just send them a newsletter. Yeah.
So everybody go give your email and get the newsletter so you can stay up to date and see how everything's going. And, you know, hopefully jump in if you haven't already and try out one of these tournaments, and we'll continue to grow and see where it goes. Because, I mean, I think you're the only women's team bass trail that exists.
So, I think so.
That I know of.
We're aware of. And we have people this year from Pennsylvania. So that's a new state coming in. If we get people from Kentucky, that'll be a new state. So we always try to figure out where people are and pick our events where people can travel to the most. This is a reach for us and our Indiana girls. The Lake Norman's a bit of a reach. Mm-hmm. But if there's a good draw, we'll make it happen, you know, again down there.
Awesome.
So.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. We appreciate it. Always fun. Best of luck, and we'll continue following.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for having us, Angie.